morning, Tamid Maguten Erev Shabbos. This week was a bit of an interesting week, and I want to bring out some of the different things that happened this week so we can try to analyze and try to take out chizuk, try to take out some lesson out of the happenings of this week. Mitzad Echad, we had the Heilige Yom Tov Chanukah this week. Such a beautiful Yom Tov, a Yom Tov of Neiros, a Yom Tov of life, a Yom Tov of Kedusha, a Yom Tov of Mamshich Zan Da'or HaTorah, to add Torah, to add Kedusha in our life. We had beautiful mesibas, whether they were with Yerabayim, whether they were at home, here in the yeshiva. It was really uplifting. It was really beautiful, singing together, dancing together, Shevis Achim Gam Yochad, bringing together Klal Yisrael, bringing together families, bringing together. It was really beautiful. Yesterday we had the beautiful Maimed, Srefis Apasilis, beautiful burning of the wicks. It was such a beautiful moment. It was a Kiddush Shem Shamayim. It was so beautiful to watch everyone singing, the dancing, the tefillahs, the Tehillim that was said, the names that we had in mind, Klal Yisrael that needs so many Yeshuas all over the world, the davening. It was just a real spiritual Yom Tov. A Yom Tov where everyone did something to pick themselves up to a higher level, a greater level of Yiddishkeit. And by default, everyone feels better. And I definitely felt better, and I'm sure that if I felt better, you're able to tell on the faces of the Talmidim that everyone was involved, and there was a simcha in the ear, which everyone was able to feel. You watched it. You watched the singing. You watched the dancing. It was something. It was very uplifting. So if we have to summarize this past week, it was an extremely uplifting week. Mitzat Sheni, on the other hand, you look around what's happening in the secular world. So this week, they celebrated on the secular calendar New Year's. 2025, they went into a new year of 2025. For those of you that are aware, some of you are not aware, there was a lot of fatalities that happened this week in the larger world. There were a few terrorist attacks that happened. There were shootings that happened. Many, many people lost their life or almost lost their life or got injured this week around the world. Different states in America, different countries. There were a lot of people that got killed. Again, how do you compare an uplifting week of Menorah and of Kedusha and of adding Torah to a week of what's going on in the larger world? Just to discuss some incidents that happened, I believe it was in New Orleans this week. They were having one of those celebrations for the new secular year. Someone rented a truck, a pickup truck, and went to join the celebration, but not to celebrate. He went to destroy the celebration there. And he drove into a whole crowd of people. High speed, unfortunately, at least 15 people lost their lives to it. You think, how? It's just mind-boggling. How does someone do something like that? Then you go to my hometown in Southern Nevada. Another person decides that he wants to do also episode, another destruction in the world. So he goes, he rents a car, and he fills up the entire back of the car with explosives. But that Shlomazel went and he rented a cyber truck. He probably wasn't here by Adrasha when we spoke about the cyber truck. Even Elon Musk understood when he built that boat in 2022, 23, 24, he understood that living in 2020, 24, 25, you need a teva in order to survive the winds that are coming here, the outside winds, the ruach hachitzonis that's coming to destroy us, that's coming to fight us, the outside influences that try to destroy us. Even Mr. Musk understood that he has to build a teva that's bulletproof, that's, we said at the time, I think, that a baseball that flies 105 miles per hour won't shatter its glass. The body of the Cybertruck is made out of metal. You remember the speech that we spoke about the Cybertruck at the time? So he understood that. But Nebuch, this terrorist, didn't hear the speech. So he decided that he's going to go blow up one of the buildings, one of the big hotel buildings in southern Nevada. So instead of putting in the trunk things that could maybe help out other people, like, people need help. He filled up this trunk with explosives. The Cybertruck, he can't tell what's going on in that part of the boat. So he filled it up with explosives, drove up to the hotel, and within 10 to 15 seconds of arriving in front of the door of the hotel, the whole Cybertruck exploded. And he's resting in pieces. Maybe some shattered glass, not much more. Didn't chap that if he wants to destroy, I mean, again, it's going to Yiddish a cup. But if he wants to destroy, take a car that's made out of garbage. So everything gets destroyed in the whole time. So what's going on here? He's a shlemazel, okay, beseda, but what's his train of... How could there be people that... Is that the celebration? Is that the message you want to give of destruction? Another fight broke out in Queens somewhere. Also, 10 people got shot. You just look at what's going on. I mean, again, there's so many other stories that happen, and you're like wondering to yourself, what in the world is going on here? Is the world going mad? What? So what could we do to stop the madness that's going on in the world? Baruch Hashem, we bezoicha that we sit in Dalet Kostei Beis HaMedrash, we come to yeshiva, we learn what's appropriate, we learn what's right, we learn what Kedusha means, we learn what building means, and hopefully that the light that we bring to the world can shine to other people as well, to learn how to respect other people, how to enhance other people's lives, how to fill up the back of the teva with food like Noach did to feed even the animals, instead of explosives to cause him to rest in pieces. So an interesting story happened last week. A person who's not so from, Tenek Shonish, but he didn't grow up with the chinuch that we were zeichet to have. And he comes over and he says, Rabbi, you need to explain something to me. I know it's Hanukkah this week, and you see, you like the menorah, it's very nice. But I feel there's something missing. There's something missing that you can enhance the lights of the menorah. What does he understand? Tells me he feels better, he feels more excited when he walks down the block. And he looks at the neighbors' houses. And there you have colorful lights, all different types of lights. Some of them are blinking, some of them are steady, some of them are around the staircase, some of them go up and down trees, different alongside of their houses. And it's colorful and it's bright and it shines at night, the whole night. And during the day, you can also see the lights. Some of those lights are inside that big klutz over there, center of the klutz, Nevuch. Some of those lights, they do all around that center, the big klutz with the big beard. They make, he says, it looks so exciting. It looks so nice. You put a candle over there by the menorah, you know, it burns for, okay, an hour or two, then it goes out. It's missing some excitement. So how do you answer such a question? How do you explain to such a person that we're not here to make colorful lights? We are here to add oil to our neshama. We're here to add Torah. We're here to add warmth. We're here to add more chizuk. We're here to grow in our levels of Kedusha, to connect to the Or HaGonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Vayihi Oyer. He created a light. It was a tremendous light where you can see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid that life in the Torah because he knew that people will not be able to handle such light. So those that learn the Torah, those that light the menorah b'kedusha and connect to more learning, connect to the Torah, even if you don't understand what you're learning. But through learning the Torah, you get a certain siyata d'shmaya, a certain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you explain that to someone that's so mitumtum, so diluted? So I don't even know what the right word is. Disconnected, unfortunately. It's not his fault. But he's so disconnected with the musik of what Hanukkah, what the Neiris represent. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was kind of das. It could be I saw it once, it could be I heard it once, I don't remember. But Kadosh Baruch Hu was kind of das. I said, I want to give you two answers. Two answers. One answer is that when we send the Hanukkah menorah, anyone that stands next to the menorah feels warm. There's a certain warmth that the candles give off. Certain warmth. Our job in this world is to make the world a safer and a warmer place for everyone. When Yidden come together, whether it's a Chanukah Mesiba, or it's a Rosh Chodesh Mesiba, or it's a Psilos Mesiba, whatever it is, a gathering together, we come together in the Beis Medrash, and we daven Hallel, and we learn, it just brings a certain warmth. Everyone feels comfortable. There's a connection. I said, when you touch those bulbs, especially today, when they're all made out of LED, the bulb is cold. It's a cold bulb. It doesn't warm anyone up. So what? So those blinking lights caught your attention? Does it make you happy? Does it give you some feeling of a spiritual or even a physical good feeling? Wow. It's nice. It's bright. It's light. It's okay. I saw it fine, beautiful. You walk away. You forgot about it. It didn't change anything. But when someone feels warm, you feel a warmth, and again, we're talking about a deeper warmth from the lecht of the menorah, it makes a person feel good. I said, that's one thing. Another thing which is similar, if you take one candle and you put it next to the shamas, you put it next to the menorah, another candle, one candle makes the other candle burn. You connect two wicks, one next to each other, one makes the next one burn. If you take those two bulbs, one bulb is working and one bulb is not working, and you put together the two bulbs, nothing happens to the second bulb. You start smashing the two bulbs together to maybe it should start working, they'll both crack. One bulb doesn't create something for the next bulb. One piece of fire creates another piece of fire. And the next piece of fire. I said, what we do on Hanukkah, we work on connecting one yid to another yid to another yid to another yid. We are here for each other. We're here to be Marbar Reyes. We're here to be Marbar Shalom. We're here to be Marbar Torah. We're here to be Marbar Havas Yiris Hashem. That's what the menorah does. That's what the fire does. That's what the candle does. It's not a cold, frozen LED bulb that does nothing besides light up that klutz. It's a piece of fire that keeps us going, that creates that warmth, and one person can inspire the next person. Every person can inspire someone else. You do something nice, you do something kind, you do something caring for another person, you're inspiring another person. So the Yom Tov Chanukah that we have, it's such a beautiful Ben Adam L'Chaveiro Yom Tov that connects us so much to Ben Adam L'Makom. I think we may have turned on a light bulb in this person's mind. Not one of those LED bulbs. One of those real candle. For once he started seeing the idea of Hanukkah Menorah is different. We don't just make bulbs. We don't just make light. The idea is not just light. It has such more of a deeper meaning. We create warmth, we create love, we create Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, we connect to Ben Adam L'Makom, we inspire others. That's what the Chanukah does to us. We build people. The incidents that happened in the secular world this week destroys people. What takes more talent, to build or to destroy? How many hours and creative minds it took to build that hotel? Architects and hours and years probably of designers and thinking how to figure out how to build that building. Comes this guy and wants to destroy it, which technically it could have been destroyed within a few seconds if he would have used the right gear. Hashem, he didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to be destroyed. It doesn't take much to destroy. It doesn't take much to destroy another person. To build takes talent. To be able to give a compliment takes talent. To make someone feel good takes talent. That's our job when we light that Hanukkah menorah. We're here to build other people. We're not here to destroy. And I want to say one pasuk in this week's parsha, one vart that helps us understand how we could connect and build on that machshava of doing what's right and connecting, helping to build. Yosef, HaTzadik, tells his brothers, go bring your father, go bring our father, Yaakov. I will give you tuv eretz mitzrayim. He sent the message to Yaakov Avinu, come here, because I want to give you tuv eretz mitzrayim, the good of eretz mitzrayim. So the Gemara Masechtas Megillah asks, what's the tuv me'eretz mitzrayim? What did Mitzrayim have that was so special that Yaakov is trying to motivate, that Yosef HaTzadik is trying to motivate the brothers to bring Yaakov, because I want to send them the tuv eretz mitzrayim. So the Gemara Masechtas Megillah says that Eretz Mitzrayim had special Yayin Yoshan, old wines. They have old wines, and he was trying to motivate Yaakov Avinu to come down to taste from the old wines that Yosef HaTzadik had. Was Yaakov Avinu enjoy drinking? Was that the motivation? Some old wine? For that, he should come down to Mitzrayim, leave Hayle Galant to come down to have some Yayin Yoshan? So the Svaron bring down, there was a hidden message here that Yosef was giving over to Yaakov. Yosef HaTzadik knew that wine is different than other drinks. Wine, the more you age it, and the more you protect it, and the more careful you are with it, the better it is. The older the wine is, the better the wine tastes. Milk, some boys won't drink it anymore by the expiration date, even though it's good 2 weeks later as well. But it expired. It expired. Now, milk that is a few weeks old, you know, you don't want to go close to it. It doesn't bring a reach nichayach. So, wine is just the opposite. The longer it's secured in the barrels and it's aged, the better the wine tastes. There's a hashkafic difference between a yid and today's generation. Today's generation didn't start today. Back in Mitzrayim, that generation was as well. A yid understands that a yayin yashan, an older person, someone that has experience, someone that has sitting and learning and is building on his Torah, he is the one that's going to lead us. He's going to be our role models. When we have a shiloh, we go to the Rav, we go to the Rosh Hashiva, we go to a tzaddik to find out what to do. We seek guidance of the Yayin Yashan, of the older generation. We understand that we are not smarter than them. The today's generation that was already in Mitzrayim, can you imagine how far now, they understood the youth is much more valuable. The youth, they have the energy, they have the ability to be able to understand better what's going on. So they trusted the youth better than they trusted the elders. You look around today. Who understands better the technology today? The children or us old ones? The children understand much better how to use a computer or any other game over there. Right? So that's one area that the kids understand better. That, you should know, if there's an area that kids understand better, that piece is a piece of destruction. Because the Yayin Yoshan, the adults, understand better. They have experience. They have a certain knowledge, a certain ability to be able to understand the broader picture. But if there's something that the youth understands better, you should be scared of that. That's not a healthy piece. Yosef HaTzadik gave over a message to Yaakov Avinu. I was here for 22 years in Mitzrayim. And I still live with that Yayin Yoshan. I still appreciate you, the fathers, the grandfathers, the older generation. I appreciate being Shalitza. I appreciate the guidance that they gave me. I appreciate the Torah Zagolas that my father Yaakov taught me so I should be able to survive in this Golas. I didn't learn from the new generation that it's the youth that lead the way. I didn't learn from the new generation that the youngsters understand much better than the elders. even though I'm here for 22 years. Rabbi said, everybody's sitting here smart. Everyone is here smart. In some areas, some of you may be smarter than some adults. It's possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives different smarts to everybody. Yet, the adults are the ones that lead the way. The adults have the experience, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chen Das, based on their learning, based on their age, and based on their life experience, and based on dealing with different situations, that they can help guide the youth. If there's an area that the youth guides, they have a better understanding, it's time to run away from that. Because that's not the Derech HaOlam. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. So you want to know how we build? You want to know how we can create warmth? We have the ability to ask someone that's greater. We have the ability to Yayin Yashin as a compliment. An older wine, the older it is, the more Choshev it is. We have Chashuvim that are living, whether they're your Rabbeim, your parents, your Rav, your Tzadikim, your Rosh Hashivas. There are so many Gedolim that you can ask questions. We are never alone. The loners explode buildings. Those that feel they're alone and everything is on their own, and they don't have the ability to build, they destroy. A Yid is never in a situation where he's a loner. We always have someone that we can speak to. We always have HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can connect to. We always have Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivas, Rabbeim, parents. We have that connection. If we would appreciate that connection and we would utilize it, it is always okay to come talk to a trusted adult. If there's something on your mind, something you want to talk about, there's something that's bothering you, you have a shaila, don't decide on your own. Because if you get used to deciding things on your own, you lose that ability to be able to get guidance from those that are supposed to be mashpia over you. And unfortunately, you look what's going on in the world, if they don't have the proper guidance, if they don't have the proper connection, their bulbs are cold, there's no warmth. They smash bulbs. It's easy to get destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to understand the message that Yosef HaTzadik gave over to Yaakov. Even though I'm living in this dark gullus, I appreciate the Tov Mitzrayim, which is the Yayin Yoshon, which is the elder generation, where I can seek guidance, I can get help, I have what to talk to. And through that, I can create warmth. I can create a lech to lech, connect from one lech to another lech to another lech. And we make it good for other people, and we build communities, and we build resources, and we build help to anyone that needs help could receive the help that they need. I think this is a strong message that we have to take out of this Hanukkah. Yes, a lot of weird things happening in the world. Appreciate the lechtala that we light. It's very small, yet it's very warm. And at the same time, it creates warmth for the world, and it's mechazek the world as well. Class begins 9:15.